here. You are in, it looks like you're a really busy guy because you're in two shows at the same time here.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Usually.
Yeah. So one is Tom Sawyer. And the other one is, you're playing Injun Joe, which I guess is your first bad guy.
Actually, no, it's, well, I guess you could say it's my first complete bad guy. I've played characters that may not be the most likable, but, you know, they're a victim of their upbringing or whatnot. They're not entirely bad.
Right.
But I guess this one, maybe.
And then you're in Joyful Noise. You're playing a devious bishop.
Yes.
Edgerton at Galt Little Theater, and this is your debut.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this little song for you and make sure I play the right song so that I don't, you know, screw this up. I'm going to play a little song for you, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about your life in the theater. So this is for you, Shane Coffin, on Coral FM. There we go. That's better.
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded, and the struggle's pretty tough. And admitting the fact she's burning to act, that isn't quite enough. She has nice hands to give the wretched girl her due, but don't you think her bust is too developed for her age? I repeat, Mrs. Worthington, sweet Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Regarding your dear Mrs. Worthington, of Wednesday the 23rd, although your baby may be keen on a stage career, how can I make it clear this is not a good idea for her to hope, dear Mrs. Worthington, is on the face of it absurd. Her personality is not in reality exciting enough, inviting enough for this particular sphere. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. She's a bit of an ugly duckling, you must honestly confess, and the width of her seat would surely defeat her chances of success. It's a loud voice, and though it's not exactly flat, she'll need a little more than that to earn a living wage. On my knees, Mrs. Worthington, please, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Though they said at the School of Acting she was lovely as Peer Gynt, I'm afraid on the whole an ingenue role would emphasize her squint. She's a big girl, and though her teeth are fairly good, she's not the type I ever would be eager to engage. No more buts, Mrs. Worthington. Nuts, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage.
I'm playing this for my special guest, Shane Coffin, who's in the studio today. And you just told me when you came in that you're thinking you're directing a Noel Coward play? Is that right?
Yes. Me and my girlfriend, the high school that we both attended, I guess the principal there feels that some of the arts funding is a waste. So what we are going to do, or it's, I guess he feels it isn't as useful. It's more of a sports school. But what we were going to do was we were going to try and start our own little company. We were going to take a bunch of alumni from that school that have gone on towards a career in the arts. Like, she's a piano teacher. We also have someone who is an amazing opera singer who's going to be in charge of the music, and I've managed to do some things myself in the arts. And we're going to put on a play, and what we're hoping to do, it's very ambitious, and we think we can do it. We're going to maybe tour it to some of the other high schools in the city,
mm-hmm.
and see where it can go from there. And the play that we are looking at doing is Easy Virtue, an old Coward play.
Yeah, I know that play. That's a great play. That's very ambitious. But you know, the first time I met you, you guys were in a very ambitious project.
Oh,
when I was with when I first met Synchro Youth Theater, and I was just blown away because the first time I ever saw you was as Stanley,
yes.
in Streetcar. And I, you know, you were in that, and then you played the Gentleman Caller in Glass Menagerie.
Yeah.
So, just to rewind a little bit, what is it? What do you? Well, you've been in. Have you been in more Tennessee Williams plays?
I've just done those two.
Okay. What do you like about Tennessee Williams as a playwright?
I love the autobiographical nature of his plays, I feel that it adds more personal content to the play, and it's fun playing those roles and thinking of how he felt writing them. Because especially with The Glass Menagerie, which is based a lot on his own family, so...
And his sister, Rose.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You were great as Stanley. It was a very young cast, and I thought you pulled it off. I thought you guys pulled it off brilliantly, and then I saw Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. I went, wow, LB and Williams in 1 year. That's something.
I wanted to audition for that play, but I was told that I was too old. They were... going to change the age range after that show, so I was upset I couldn't audition for that one.
You're very powerful on stage.
Thank you.
Were you in Hamlet?
I was in Hamlet. I was in Hamlet 2 years ago. I played Laertes, and that was
Laertes, okay.
Kitchener Youth Theater.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I thought so. Because you've worked with a lot of companies around the area. So Synchro, Allura, Elmira,
Guelph.
Guelph? Yeah, just tell me some of the roles that you've played, because every once in a while you meet an actor that works with all the companies around the area. And
I've definitely been trying to do that, because I know there's so many different companies out there, and they're very good companies. I've been lucky that I've been able to play a variety of different roles. Mm-hmm. I've played, the role that I'm most proud of recently was with Guelph Little Theatre. And it was a play called Frozen Dreams, and it was a local written play by Robert Ainsworth.
Okay.
And I played a character named Rain Man, who was a young homeless man. He's 19, and he had the mind of a 7-year-old. So that was definitely the most challenging role that I played. A lot of physical acting, a lot of staying in character, especially because it's not just... playing a character. I say vocally, you know, when I play different characters, usually I change the voice. I try and be different, but this one was just a full transformation. And actually, I'm going to be auditioning for that again. A Georgetown Little Theater will be holding auditions for that in September, and it's actually part of not the Western Ontario Drama League, but the Central Ontario one. It has an actual ACTCO, or I forget the name, but It would be nice if I was able to do that again, actually being able to do it in a competition, because it's such a great play.
So the character would have been evolved as well, because whatever you experience in between playing the characters adds to the
character. And it's such a cute play. Basically, a charitable organization, they're handing out frozen turkeys, and I get a frozen turkey, and I'm living on the street, so it's basically, how are we going to cook it? And it's also... it's got everything. It's got comedy. It's got a lot of intense moments. It's a wonderful play, and I love doing those kind of plays that aren't restricted to one genre.
How did you research? What did you do for research?
For Frozen Dream, actually, a lot of it was, I just watched a lot of I Am Sam. I took ideas from I Am Sam.
Yeah,
and What's Eating Gilbert Grape. My uncle is handicapped
as
well, so I was able to look at his situation and try and show a lot of respect to people that are suffering from a lot of mental illness.
Yeah, I wish I would have seen that. That sounds amazing. And that's not an easy role to do.
No.
You're also in a piece called Over the River and Through the Woods.
Oh, yes. That was with Elmira. That was a dinner theater role. And remember, a lot of the problem with theaters in this area, I find, is a lot of them can't get young men to act. So I had heard about it, and so I had wanted to I wanted to audition. It seemed like a really nice play. Another one of those, there's a variety of different things happening in it. And I remember, because I was young, I was I think I was about 20 or 21 when I got cast, and I remember the director Rita telling me, you have to be at every rehearsal, and you have to follow direction. So maybe maybe at first she was kind of unsure of me, but it worked really well, and it was a wonderful play, wonderful cast, and it did very well during its run.
That's about a young couple in New Jersey.
It's about a young man named Nick who gets a promotion, but he has to move, and he's been visiting his grandparents every Sunday his whole life, and it's dealing with them trying to keep him in there. They try and set him up with a girl, and it's a very funny play.
Yeah, it sounded really cool. It sounded a little bit like Neil Simon.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's being a compare to Neil Simon,
kind
actually.
Kind of a New York, you know, those groovy little New Jersey, New York type of plays. There's something else I wanted to ask you about as well. You went on a special summer program.
I haven't yet.
Okay. You haven't yet?
No, I was supposed to this year, but I didn't have the money, so they said that I could. But I got an email from a very good friend of mine, Bronwyn Allen Hill, who at the time was the president of the Elora Community Theater.
Right.
And they're in a mailing list, and they told me that they got something from the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts, that
yes.
they were holding auditions.
Yes.
And they wanted me to audition, and it was so sweet, because it was brought up at their meeting, and I guess they thought of me. So I said, oh, great, that's, you know, great, when are auditions? I think, you know, next week or something.
Oh.
So I was kind of scrambling. So I had a bunch of monologues. Actually, the two monologues that I picked were from Frozen Dreams and from Over the River and Through the Woods.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I didn't know which one to use, and so here I am on the car ride to Toronto, struggling to memorize the monologue, and even in the waiting room, I wasn't sure which one to use. And I auditioned for a man named Neil Lerner, I believe, a Broadway actor. And I did my audition. He made me stop the Frozen Dreams one because he wanted it to be more related to me.
Okay.
So I did that, and he said he was very nice, that I had a strong voice, and it looked comfortable, and it turned out I got accepted. I got accepted to the New York Conservatory. I chose their summer program over the two-year program. I got a scholarship for it,
mm-hmm.
and it was great, and so did Dominic, my director from...
I know.
He got into the two-year program.
Hi, Dominic, if you're listening.
Dominic.
I met both of you guys actually through they used to come into the video store and buy films. I'm like, well, who do you think you are? You know, you're
in this
like,
little suit.
Oh my God! Well, you guys blew me away. Like, I'm a huge fan of what Synchro is doing and what you're doing and what Dominic's doing. So,
the great thing about Synchro, I feel, is that I know a lot of I've been involved with a couple of youth theaters on the acting side and on the. I assistant directed with one, and I know for the most part a lot of them tend to abridge
mm-hmm.
their plays, and
mm-hmm.
the great thing with Synchro is that they do the full production, and I think that's good. You know, I think it's especially when you have these young actors that are coming in and they want to be taken seriously, and I think that's great. You know, give them the full play, challenge them, especially if they're paying this money, because that means that they want to be taken seriously. So it, you know, very I think it shows a lot of respect to the playwright as well, and how they wanted their play to be seen originally.
I think that all of you showed this enormous respect to both playwrights, in the case of Tennessee Williams and Glassman and Edward Albee. I was, you know, I've been writing about playwrights for years, and I was and theater in this area, and I was blown away. I was so impressed.
Oh, it was amazing.
And I thought, I have to keep an eye on all of you to see where you end up, because I think that you guys are headed for great, great things. And with that, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to come back and talk some more with Shane Coffin on Coral FM.
Out of the Past. Out of the Past specializes in vintage clothing, rock t-shirts, and jewelry. Stop on by and check out a wide variety of counterculture products. And one-of-a-kind finds for every occasion. Located at 10 King Street East, at the corner of King and Queen, Out of the Past, the store to explore.
Hey everyone, it's The Brit here.
And DJ JD, and we want to give you the inside look into Sound FM.
Sound FM is a community radio station that dedicates its time and effort into promoting new artists. You will hear many new and not so new music on this station. There's something for everyone.
As a co-op based radio station, it was the perfect choice for myself and The Brit to get a true taste of the radio lifestyle. So don't touch that dial and keep supporting your local radio station, 100.3 Sound FM.
Car trouble? Emission testing? All your car care needs here at Down the Road Again, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Give us a call at 519-747-2220, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Down the Road Again for all your car care needs.
Great service when your car needs care. You and your car are going to love it here. Keeping you on your way down the road again.
Trying to get heard? You could yodel. Trying to get exposed? You could go naked. But at CKMS, we've got a better idea. Advertising on Radio Waterloo puts you hand-in-hand with the campus and the community. Want low rates and fantastic exposure? Advertise with 100.3 FM CKMS. Just by calling 519-886-2567. That's 519-886-CKMS. Pumping what matters from the heart of Waterloo.
Okay, it's Coral. I'm back here after those lovely announcements about Coral FM. If you're just tuning in, this is Coral. Coral FM on Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable, which means we're broadcasting to you through probably treble claps and blue bubbles on your TV, and 100.3 on the old analog dial. So if you're traveling around town or stuck in traffic, hi, Therese. Hi, Rose. Hi, Teresa. Hi, everybody that might be listening on the radio. My special guest is Shane Coffin. He is here talking about his all the various roles he's done in theater around this area in the last little while, and two more roles coming up. So obviously the natural thing to ask you is the James Lipton thing. Where did you get your start?
My start, I'm not going to include a school. Just my start came from my Nana.
Okay.
My parents, my whole family, I have a very supportive family, very supportive group of friends, and they've always been pushing me to get into acting. And for most of high school, I was very shy, so I sort of kept to myself, and I didn't really get involved until the last couple of years of high school. But my grandma showed me a newspaper with an audition notice for a play called The Shortest Distance Between Two Points, mm-hmm. and it was a play by Keith Ralston. It's an early Blythe Festival play mm-hmm. about a town, a small town. The government wants to build a highway through it, so the town decides to secede from the country and have their own country. And so she said that I should audition. So I auditioned, and I remember the first night, it was the first time that I had really gone for any community theater, and I got the role the night that I auditioned. And so what I did was that newspaper article, I cut out that audition notice, and I kept it. I have it in a scrapbook. I scrapbook all my theater experiences. But I think it's such a help when your family is supportive, because then it's like you have something that you can fall back on if times get rough.
So your first role was at Blythe?
No, it wasn't Blythe. It was Alora Community Theater.
Okay.
The play was a Blythe festival.
Play, right.
Yeah, from
okay.
the early 70s.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Alora is a great theater company. They've been around for a long time. All these theater companies have, mm-hmm. actually. So, and then from there, you just, like, what, did you do a lot of stuff in school? And
Grade 12, I was in the Sears Drama Festival. I acted in one play. I directed another play.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I wasn't really as involved in high school. Not because, I was very shy, kept to myself.
That's what happens because when you go on stage, everything comes out. If you're mm-hmm. if you're shy in real life, it all comes out in the spotlight, which is really kind of neat. What was I going to say here? So you've been acting around this area for a fair amount.
The first play was December of 2008, so only
so
about
years.
three or four years.
Yeah. So,
but in that 4 years, I've been in 13 shows.
But you've come a long way since then. What other roles have you played over the last 5 years that you can think of?
Oh, boy. I was in a play called Having Hope at Home. I played a French dairy farmer called Michel. was in Hamlet. I was in three Agatha Christie plays.
Where with who? The KWU Theater or
no,
KWLT,
actually,
or?
I was in the Mousetrap with Guelph Little Theater.
Oh wow!
And then I was in A Murder Is Announced and The Unexpected Guest with a company in Fergus called Vision Theater Productions, and they are a great, great theater company. They all the money that they make from the run, they donate it all to the Center Wellington Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Great, and also the Groves Hospital, because they're building a new hospital in Fergus. Great company, amazing set, some of the best sets I've ever seen, and very, very, very close. You know, they definitely look after you when you act with that company.
That is really cool. And now you're about to make your debut with Galt Little Theater.
Yes,
this is really cool. So tell me about Joyful Noise. No, it's written by Tim Slubber. Is this a period piece?
Yes, it is about the creation of Handel's Messiah. And I'm playing Bishop Edgerton, who in the play is the main character opposed to Handel's Messiah being created and put on. I guess he feels it's blasphemous, as most
mm-hmm.
people thought at the time. And I have to be honest, I wasn't originally going to audition for that play. I received an email from a friend of mine who was involved in that play, and they said that they really needed male actors, so it was kind of a spontaneous thing. I just showed up and auditioned, and it was a very funny play, very nice theater. I've always wanted to act. It's called Little Theater. It's a very beautiful theater.
Mm-hmm. They've been around. Actually, they've been around for a fair amount of time as well. But this sounds really funny. It's like kind of like a drama as well, but it looks like you've got a pretty challenging role here as the devious bishop.
It's part of Christmas in Cambridge. I was reading the play. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I like doing festive
seasonal stuff. Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun. And then you're also Injun Joe in Tom Sawyer.
Yes.
So how did this come about? This is really cool.
I had wanted to, a very good friend of mine is directing it, Deb Stanson, who's the current president of Valor Community Theater, and mm-hmm. I've been wanting to work with her for such a long time. She's always been so nice and supportive of my theater escapades. So, and she usually does, big children shows, so mm-hmm. usually I'm not as into children show. I prefer smaller cast shows, but when I saw she was doing Tom Sawyer, I really wanted to play Injun Joe. I like playing interesting characters, I guess. He seems very interesting to play. So that's
what's his background for people who don't know. You don't know the story of Tom Sawyer.
Injun Joe is the town, he's labeled as the town criminal. He's half Native American, half Caucasian. And from what I've read, I haven't, it's bad of me, I haven't read it yet, I should. but I guess he feels that he was wronged by one of the town's inhabitants. I don't want to give too much away. I guess when he was young, he asked for food and he was mistreated, so he's very vengeful.
Yeah, so he's kind of got a chip on his shoulder, I guess. Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting role for you as well. Well, we're going to take a musical break, and we're going to come back. This is some of Shane's favorite music. We'll talk about the Beach Boys after this. Now, one of these is either, let me think here. I'm going to try this, and I can't remember which one is which now, so it's either
Slip on Through.
Slip on Through, or what's the other one?
You Need a Mess of Help to Stand Alone.
Okay, it's either one of those two songs by the Beach Boys on Coral FM. Oh, God.
Lots of people with no place to go. I know a place where you can go. You've got the ticket, come on, slip inside. And let my song take you for a ride. I love you.
regret the feeling you receive. My love is growing, your heart is knowing, our love is growing.
Those were two Beach Boys songs, because Shane has a thing for the Beach Boys. Why? Why is that?
I'm very old soul. I don't know how to explain it. I love the image that the '60s presented. I mean, the early and the mid late '60s, such a wide variety in that decade. And I get these lovely images in my head when I listen to this music, you know, scenarios. I fantasize a lot about it, you know.
That is cool. So that was Slip On Through, and You Need a Mess of Help to Stand Alone,
yeah.
Both by the Beach Boys. You met the Beach Boys, right?
Yes. In June, my girlfriend, my landlord, and I, we went to Montreal. We saw them at the Bell Center. We got the VIP tickets, so we were able to go back. We were able to go to their sound check, and then we were able to get our picture taken with them. And then we got a poster, a T-shirt, a tote bag,
all that stuff. Oh, that's really
it was
neat.
So exciting.
Did you talk to them at all? Did you talk to Brian Wilson?
It was kind of rushed because the woman told us that Brian Wilson knew when his dinner was, so if he was late, he would be mad. But I went, got my picture taken with them. I had one arm on Michael F.'s shoulder, one arm on Brian Wilson's, and then after the picture, I said to them, I said, thank you for your music. And then I was thinking what to say to them for the whole week leading up to it, and I think
that was a nice thing to say. Yeah, that was a good thing. That is a good thing to say. Well, these VIP things, that's true. They have, you know, so much time, and then because they have to, they do the VIP thing first, and then they actually do the show as well.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. I'm happy for you. What's next after Joyful Noise and Dom Sawyer?
I'm hoping to audition for Frozen Dreams again.
Okay. For Georgetown. Right.
Maybe Guelph Little Theater. They're doing an Inspector Calls.
Oh yeah.
I'm hoping to audition
that's lots
for that.
Of fun.
And then I'm going to be also auditioning for the National Theater School. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, wow. So if there was a role you wanted to play, what would it be?
Oh, goodness. There are... there's a lot of roles.
I have that written down here. I ask a lot of actors that same question. What role do you covet, she says? What role do you covet?
Goodness. I don't know. There's so many different roles. I don't know if I could say for sure. Macbeth, maybe. I've always had a fear of doing Shakespeare, especially doing the full play because of the memorizing. I don't know.
I think you'd probably do well as Smackers, actually. Have you seen anything in Stratford or Shaw or anything?
Stratford. I've seen three shows. Actually, the first show at Stratford I ever saw was The Glass Menagerie.
Oh, and, with Shauna McKenna and Sarah Topham, that one?
It was 2006 or 2007.
Yeah, I think so.
Although I didn't do it too much justice because I was in high school and I wasn't as attentive as I should be now. But I saw Glass Menagerie and Twelfth Night in high school. And then a couple months ago, I saw The Matchmaker.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
It was an amazing, probably the best show I've ever seen. It was amazing.
And that's the one that's currently playing with Shauna McKenna and Tom McCamus?
I'm not up to date with all the Stratford actors.
Yeah, it is at Stratford right now. Yeah. The Matchmaker's at Stratford right now. So if you saw it in maybe like a high school,
No, The Matchmaker I think I saw last month.
Yeah, so, yeah, but, yeah. So that would probably be the same show. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really cool. Well, I'm happy for you, and I hope everything works out, stay in touch, and I wish you all the best
on your
journeys, and I'm sure you'll make it to New York as well. And in honor of you and going back to the Blues Fest theme, here's Nina Simone on Coral FM, and thanks so much, Shane, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. Yeah, yeah. Stars when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how. It's a new day, it's a new life for me.
That was Nina Simone, Feeling Good. And Shane Coffin has now left the building. And I want to wish him all the best in his upcoming roles as Injun Joan and Tom Sawyer. That is with Allura Theater Company. That's coming up in, November, actually. And then in Joyful Noise as Bishop Edgerton. And that is coming up in November for Galt Little Theater, his debut. And that's November 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Then November 30th, December 1st and 2nd, 7th and 8th. So there'll be lots of information on both websites. And I will keep you abreast of both shows in the future. And, if Shane gets to New York and Dominic as well, I'll be following their adventures, trust me, because I think these two have a whack of talent. Between the two of them, they're, two of my favorite new actors in Kitchener. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, this is Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable, and 100.3 on your analog dial. Here is some more with our blues theme.